This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, last week we debuted our second show called After the Paracast, and what that is kind of a special wrap-up show, or a show where we kind of sit back and take our shoes off and talk about anything under the sun, and it's available strictly to people who subscribe to Paracast Plus. You learn more if you go to plus.theparacast.com. Of course, our main event there is the ad-free version of the Paracast, and it's very cheap to subscribe, $5 a month, equivalent to what, a Frappuccino, or is that a small Frappuccino, Chris?
Anything at Starbucks, it's got to be a small Frappuccino, I think would be the appropriate term.
$5, okay.
Yeah, Frappuccino.
All right. Certainly, I think we're worth more than a Frappuccino, or whatever Chris wants to call it, or $50 a year, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And each week we can't tell you what's going to happen when we do After the Paracast, because we figure it out based on what the show is we're doing that particular week. There we go. You know, just before we had our introduction here, Chris was getting a phone call, and I noticed that his ringtone is Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones. Now, on my iPhone, my ringtone is Hello, Goodbye by the Beatles, which I think is appropriate for a ringtone. But I also wonder about the mindset why someone chooses one ringtone over another. No psychic phenomena involved. So, Chris, is it just that you pick this thing at random, or was there some feeling involved in choosing that particular ringtone?
Well, there's a bit of a story there, Gene. I've been asked, you know, being a musician on and off for 30-plus years, invariably somebody will ask me, well, what's your favorite song? And I can never answer that because I have so many. It, you know, kind of depends on my mood. And then one day, I think it was 2003, I was watching TV, and I think it was a Cadillac commercial, I'm not sure, but some car commercial came on. And the background music was Jumpin' Jack Flash, and I went ballistic. I went absolutely nuts. And I realized that I was so dismayed that Keith Richards and Mick Jagger would sell out and allow that song to be used for a commercial. Then all of a sudden I realized it was my favorite song. So the short answer is it's my favorite song.
And it took you what, 30 years to figure this out?
Yeah. Well, I have lots of favorite songs. But that one I think I would consider that my favorite song. Yeah.
I don't think Hello, Goodbye is mine. I think one of my favorite songs is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the George Harrison song for the Beatles' White Album.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of my favorites right there.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason is that I once played guitar many years ago in a faraway galaxy. So that's where that stands. Speaking of music, by the way, you did the themes that we're going to use for After the Paracast, and you gave me 5. And what we did last week is we used door number 3 of the 5. But if you go to our forums at forum.theparacast.com, that's forum.theparacast.com, you can choose which theme you like best. And then we'll use that for After the Paracast. We already have our introduction from our friend Bob Zanotti for that particular show. After the Paracast, members of Paracast Plus. Also, there is some discussion in our forums whether we should have a printed or written transcript of each episode. Now, that's obviously very difficult to do. There are services who do that kind of thing. So we're going to decide whether we offer it as a separate item, because there's obviously a cost involved, whether we roll it into the Paracast Plus, whether we have a Paracast Plus Plus, or whether we just get volunteers. So we haven't decided. What's your take, Chris, about transcriptions?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure, you know, how useful they will be. Although, you know, one part of me, you know, understands, you know, the importance of documenting some of the guests that we have on the show and some of the claims that are made and whatnot. And it would be an invaluable research tool, but it's an awful lot of work. Having done a transcript of one of the first shows that I was co-host on, which was the Mutilation Roundtable, I did the transcript to pull sections out for my book, Stalking the Herd. And it's very difficult sometimes to do transcripts based on the quality of the connection. You know, just fumbling around sometimes, you can't really understand a word here or a word there. It's difficult, but again, I do have, you know, two friends that are professional transcribers, so it would be to have it done properly and by someone expert in that sort of thing. It could be a little expensive, so I'm not sure. I'm still kind of debating that whole scenario. I'm not really sure. You know, would we need to get permission, for instance, from guests to offer a transcribed version of? You know, it does get into some legal gray areas as well. So I'm not sure. We have to do a little bit more research on this and determine whether it's feasible or not.
Well, aside from the legalities, the thing I wonder about there is if you agree to be on the radio and someone's hearing your voice, you can't stop somebody from independently writing
it
down.
True. That's true. Yeah, it does become kind of public domain at that point.
Right. The show is not public domain, of course. But what people say, I don't know. I have to talk to a lawyer about that. I assume if they go on the show, they expect somebody's going to write it down, and we'll have to see where we take that. But that's an interesting concept. I agree with you about just trying to do an accurate transcription. I know back in the days when I had that magazine with Geneva called Caveat Emptor, I would do interviews of personalities that never get interviewed in the UFO or paranormal fields, and I would do a tape-recorded interview, just as I did on radio. And then I would transcribe it for the magazine. And that was one royal pain, even like a 10, 20, 30-minute interview, to have to write that down, to have to listen to a passage over and over. What did I say? What did Richard Shaver say? What did Jim Moseley say? What did Tim Beckley say? These are all the people that I interviewed in those days. And I had to get everything right. You know, sometimes, of course, when you're transcribing it and you're putting it into print, you make minor, very minor edits, and it depends on what your point of view is about the precision of those edits. But I really don't want to ever do that again. So I think if somebody wanted to transcribe the Paracast, well, of course, if they think they're in it for the bucks, they've come to the wrong show. But, you know, we'll explore it. And maybe we'll talk more about that after the Paracast in future episodes. In any case, our guest today is somebody who's been on the show before several times, and he's a co-author of Left at Eastgate. He's investigated the Rendlesham case. He's investigated UFO abductions. He was very close with the late Bud Hopkins. And he has a new book out now, which is being distributed free, courtesy of Phenomena Magazine. And we've got a link back in the forums where the questions are being posed for Peter Robbins are based. It's called Special Report, Deliberate Deception, A Case of Disinformation in the UFO Research Community. That's a 7-part book, by the way. And right now it's free. I don't know where that's going to take it. It's got a extra section there from Colin Andrews, of course, who's done a lot of work with regard to crop circles. This is a fascinating piece of work, and the fact is here is that he is giving this to the paranormal research community. I think is kind of extraordinary because it represents a lot of work on the part of Peter Robbins, and I want to understand that even before we get into the conclusions about what he has to say. And we do have some questions from our listeners to voice. So this is going to be one of the fascinating episodes, most fascinating episodes we've presented on the Paracast. And once again, if you want to hear the ad-free version and subscribe to the Paracast Plus, and also hear after the Paracast as a result, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. With Gene and with Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So maybe the aliens are responsible for the fact that Peter Robbins was unable to get his Skype connection to work with us. Peter, do you think it's a secret plot by the powers that be?
No, I think it's my computer idiocy with very little mystery involved.
Well, don't put yourself down here.
Well, I'm a bit of a computer idiot, so I accept full responsibility without any dark entanglements or conspiratorial aspects.
I'm a computer illiterate.
Welcome to the club.
See, I kind of feel strange here because I'm always called upon to solve the world's problems with computers. Anyway. So you met up with Chris at this conference at Travis Walton.
Indeed.
Held very recently. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's it took place about a month ago in a fairly remote part of Arizona. It was important to Travis that the venue be as close as realistically possible to where the events of November 1975 occurred. Having worked with Travis for several years irregularly and over this past year fairly constantly as part of the team to bring it together, it was something of a challenge to get all the logistics together, but I thought it was a wonderful lineup of speakers. It was a very moving, quite an emotional conference, a very good connection between the audience and those making their presentations, and we will certainly be having it next year, which will be the 40th anniversary of the event, and thereafter, all things being equal, it will become an annual conference.
Fast question here about this, Peter. Is it still going to be in that small town in Arizona, or will you go to some place I can drive to without going through the mountains?
Yeah, that has not been finalized yet. And again, we've got a year to do this. So I don't know. I don't know. If it is in the same general area, it may or may not be in the exact location or, say, within half an hour in an area that's a bit more conventional, you know, like a hotel complex rather than where we were. Hasn't been decided yet.
Now, one of the questions I wondered about here is when we're talking about people like Travis Walton, who are UFO abductees, since the death of Bud Hopkins, I haven't heard too much activity on the abduction front. So what's happening with the research, and how are they going to carry on what he did, because all the stuff that he accumulated over the years?
Yes. First, let me say, and not to parse words here, but Travis's event is kind of in a place by itself. Travis is not what we would call an abductee, if one defines it as somebody who has had these experiences from early childhood on, as really the profile demands. And Travis seems to have been at the wrong place at the wrong time, and this was very much an isolated event in his life. For any of your listeners that are not familiar with it, very briefly, he was a professional logger for his whole life, and he and the crew that he was working with, as they finished a shift and it was getting dark, saw a glow in the distance. Being very attuned to the area, they thought there was a chance it might be a forest fire and headed for it. And, of course, it was not a forest fire. It was a fully articulated disc-shaped object hanging over this clearing in the woods. And he very impulsively, as he is the first to admit, got out and went right out under it, much to the upset of his colleagues who were screaming for him to get back in the truck. And at a certain moment, he realized perhaps he had done the wrong thing and moved to get back. Now, whether or not what happened next was some kind of function of a super intelligent machine on its own, or the press of a button or what have you of the occupants, he was struck by what all agree was a blue bolt of light or energy that threw him up to 15 feet. And when he landed, there was either smoke or steam coming off of him, and he was not moving. And they took off, stopped very shortly after to scream at each other and decide what the hell to do. And they went back. He was gone. And that began the search for his body or his self and the entanglement with local law enforcement. But not to digress, we lost Bud in August of 2011. And of course, for those of us who were friends and close colleagues, it was an irreplaceable loss. Bud was arguably the father of scientific study of the abduction phenomena. All of his records, all of his many hundreds of tape recordings of interviews and regressive hypnotic sessions are with his close friend and very close colleague, Dr. David Jacobs, who is now a retired professor of history from Temple University in Philadelphia. And David continues his own work, of course, but there are people continuing the work in their own way, but we're talking about the loss of a real giant here, and the best-known figure in the world associated with the work. Of course, we lost Dr. John Mack to a very drunken driver in 2004, and I don't know if we will have another individual of his caliber or dedication to come along and completely focus in on this. We do have, among others, Kathleen Martin, who I think is certainly as respected, if not the most respected specialist in this area right now. Another remarkable woman who Kathleen has actually worked with, who lives in Florida, and I'm just blanking for a moment here. But
Denise, I think she was on the show with Kathleen like a couple of years back. Kathleen's going to be back on the Paracast in the near future. But to cut to the chase here, I wanted to...
Denise Stoner, who wrote a book called The Abduction Files, and it's an outstanding book. It came out last year with Kathleen.
Denise was on with Kathleen at the time the book came out. It was one of our better episodes about this, and we were very happy to have them.
Well, they're two extremely smart and dedicated women, no question about it.
I'm always happy to talk to Kathleen. But I also wonder here, when we talk about abductions, and we're going to split for the segment in just a moment, but the thing that always bothers me is we have a little bit of excessive emotionalism, as you know, about Bud Hopkins and David Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to mention the sources. We all know who they are. And I realize that nobody's above criticism, and this will be a question we can bring up in our next segment.
Mm-hmm.
Why we're getting this emotionalism and why we are getting these personal attacks about people like that. I think if someone has a legitimate criticism to make about someone's research, that could be focused in a pretty responsible fashion, because we're all here to try to learn about what's going on. But if it becomes fodder for flame wars, well, that's another thing. We'll get into more of that in a moment. Peter Robbins is joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So with Gene and Chris, we're talking to Peter Robbins, who, of course, has been involved in abduction research for a long time, co-author of Left at Eastgate with Larry Warren, and we'll be getting into this new book that he has out, which is Deliberate Deception, a Case of Disinformation in the UFO Research Community. We'll focus a lot on that, but I wanted to get into some of these other subjects and bring us up to date. So Why the flame wars about abductions? I mean, it's already a frightening enough event. Whatever you think caused it, whatever explanation you ascribe to it, we have people who are just scared to death of what happened to them. And then we take people who are trying to sort things out, and rather than treat it as something to discuss responsibly, it becomes bait for attacks.
Yes. Well, if you're asking me, from my fairly privileged position over the years of working at Bud's side for probably close to 20 years on and off of our 35-year friendship, I think part of the problem here is very human and rather sad, which is a certain amount of jealousy and ego coming in. I think also, as you say, fear of the event, of this kind of event, which can exacerbate itself and over-theatricalize. The fact is that even after all these years, if you were to ask me, you know, what's the story about this? What's actually going on? Why is it going on? The best I can do, Gene, is make an educated guess, maybe a better educated guess than somebody who is a casual observer or uninformed, but I wouldn't presume to know. What I would say is definitely a fact, for some will sound like science fiction, but is anything but, namely that we're not alone, duh, that there are either a group within these other intelligences or more than one group that take human beings, examine them, follow them throughout a good portion of their lives, return them, and depending on, I guess, the attitude, the outlook, the background of the individual, that individual may live in a certain amount of anxiety or concern about the next event. They may live in the very well-chosen title of David Jacobs' first book on this subject, Secret Life, live very keyed to the fact that ridicule has been brilliantly attached to the subject of taking UFOs seriously in general, and certainly in specific about the abduction phenomena, and live basically in the hopes that nobody will find out about this, or they will feel that they'll be excised from their community or be looked upon as mentally ill or what have you. I think that we have dealt with a number of people who have attacked both Bud and Dave because they may be mentally unbalanced, or they may be incredibly jealous, or see the situation as so unexplainable and so frustrating that they will attack the messenger rather than do a careful analysis of the best research on the subject. And certainly some of that has been generated over the decades by Bud Hopkins and Dave Jacobs, and from a somewhat different point of view by Dr. John Mack. I will say, because people have over the years asked me, from my point of view, why Bud and Dave's attitude toward the phenomena seems so negative, and Dr. Max seemed positive. What I observed and discussed with all three of them over the years was overwhelmingly the people who presented to Bud Hopkins and Dave Jacobs from the get-go were people who were traumatized by the events they went through. On the other hand, John Mack, who by the time he got involved in the work in the early 90s, had pretty much given up on the Western philosophical model. His attention had long before turned to the East, and what he was looking for, actively searching for, was positive transcendence, positive experiences, growth-related experiences among people that had had these events. All three of these guys I see as humanists, people who care about people. John, of course, was a highly respected psychiatrist who taught at Harvard and was co-founder of the psychiatric wing of Cambridge Hospital, where I had the honor to speak in the late 90s with him before an audience. And John was simply less interested. He was not uncompassionate, but he was less interested in dealing with people who had been traumatized by this, and much more actively interested in getting the accounts and trying to find a commonality among folks who had reported positive.
So therefore, it's not so much that they are attracting a specific category of abductees, but they're focusing their research on specific things. So Dr. Mack, therefore, may not be getting the less positive items to research because he didn't focus on it, even though they may bring those cases to him?
What I'm saying is, in Dr. Mack's case, he was very upfront about the fact that his primary interest was in finding, documenting, and trying to look more deeply into the positive aspects of the experience. With Bud and Dr. Jacobs, these were simply the overwhelming preponderance of the kinds of accounts of people who approach them.
So the point being here is, and this is one of the arguments made, so maybe we can bring it to the table, were they therefore attracting the more negative cases because that's what they focused on, or is someone who is encountering a set of negative experiences more apt to want to seek help? where does it go?
Well, again, I have to, and I want to say this as clearly as possible. I never observed or had any sense that Bud was, you know, putting out a message there that he was not interested in. No, wrong way to say it. These were the people that came to Bud, people who were having problems adjusting or dealing with the experience. And I guess kind of de facto, as he became known, to focus in on that, more people that had had experiences that they were not dealing with well approached Bud, where because John, on the other hand, was very upfront about the fact that he was looking for people who had had positive experiences to help him understand that more, that yes, he tended to get the positive cases after a fashion, where Bud and Dave continued to get cases of people who were having a real problem with this.
Now, looking at the overall picture then, can we say that most people who have what they regard as abductions are having some sort of negative response to it?
Well, let me put it this way. The way that most of us grew up here in the Western world, whether from families where we grew up in a religious atmosphere or totally secular, nothing prepared us even for the idea of this kind of experience. And so for most people, I think it's fair to say in the Western world, if to give an archetype, if you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night, seeing light coming from under your door, a glow at the far end of your bed, and several non-human beings, and you then find that you're unable to move, and you find yourself rising out of bed and either being floated through the ceiling or through a plate glass window into a craft, for lack of a better term, it is a traumatic experience. It's not, oh good, they're here, welcome to Space Brothers, I can't wait for this event. It's very upsetting. I think that's how I'd react if I had no background in this. And you know what? If I did have a background in it, I think it would be upsetting to me.
However, I have to tell you something, Peter, and that sure. is, I would never want to bring upon that experience if I had the power to do so. I wouldn't want it to happen. I mean, there are people who say, gee, if there's an ET out there, I'd love to be able to talk to them. Let's get into more
careful what you wish for.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Would you want to wish to be contacted by ET if they are the kind of people who abduct you in the night? Certainly, I wouldn't want that to happen.
Well, there are other, investigator researcher types out there that have attracted all sorts of positive benevolent space brother accounts. Barbara Lamb, for instance, Dolores Cannon, probably the great granddaddy of hypnotic regression and abduction research, Dr. Leo Sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
He attracted a wide variety of cases, but towards the end, I think he and his wife tended to focus more on the more transcendental or transcendent types of experiencers who seem to be getting some sort of positive reinforcement through their view of their alleged events. We may be dealing with a little bit of Heisenberg uncertainty principle here, and the very fact of observing something sort of changes it. And in a sense, it may attract the kind of cases that seem to fall into the observer effect of a foregone conclusion.
I have to agree with Chris in that, and again, we can superimpose our own mechanisms or meanings or implications on this, but you're absolutely right, of course. And you've named several researchers who have, more or less specialized in positive kinds of events. Now, is that the result of an entirely different kind of being abducting, or is it possibly the result of what we superimpose on the experience? I remember many years ago, and I couldn't tell you where I got the statistic from, if my life depended on it, but it was simply that somebody had done an informal study, might have been Dr. James Harder years ago, on people who had claimed to have abduction experiences in the state of California. And what the statistic reflected, not surprisingly, was those who claimed to be following a Buddhist path found the event less traumatic. They were living their lives in a way of putting acceptance and change first rather than anxiety about the unknown. Is this something that we bring with us or something that is part and parcel of the experience? I'm sure that you guys have come in contact with people who, like me, have had decidedly positive and decidedly negative events. And in a few cases that I'm aware of, come away very conflicted. I remember, of course, like all of us, that wonderful poster that hung in Fox Mulder's office, that iconic I Want to Believe poster. And I have come upon people who have given me detailed accounts of being absolutely terrified and then something very akin to love in another incident and want very much to believe this is a very positive experience, even though they have had very negative experiences in context. Again, we superimpose, I think, a lot of our own thoughts, beliefs, concerns, fears, anxieties, longings on this experience. I will say once again, though, for your average Judeo-Christian, Westerner, complete agnostic, or person of faith to have that archetypical experience, it is not part of anything that we were raised to understand was a possibility. And superimposed on that, the ridicule that has brilliantly attached itself, and that's not an accident, to the idea of taking UFOs and their implications seriously, going back to 1947, and the ridicule that's attached, it is something that most people would not want, you know, everybody that they know to know about.
Well, the thing I'm trying to focus on here then is the layer that we're putting on the experience. Mm-hmm. How close to the actual experience are we understanding to happen on the basis of the eyewitness testimony we get? That's the question, a big question, and there's some dispute over that. Is that a literal interpretation of the event? It's ET. We talk about screen memories, for example, that
correct.
I guess supposedly ET puts the screen memory in our minds so we don't see what really happened, and then somehow we probe below the surface and we see they had this horrifying abduction experience. But what if that experience, the abduction, is itself a screen memory for something else that we do not understand at all?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know how to answer it. The fact is that something is going on, and it's very real. And let's remind our listeners here that the information to back this up is certainly a great deal more than anecdotal or witness-oriented. Over the decades, I've been privy to the records where appropriate and where allowed of a mental health professional or a physician who was working with the individual, and family histories, multiple witnesses, testimony corroborating the events from a spouse or a parent or a sibling or a neighbor. That night that, you know, gee, that I claimed to have been abducted, all the electricity went out in the neighborhood and there was a big burn mark on the lawn. After that, when I went for a CAT scan, there's this little square, tiny thing, you know, 2 inches into my brain that couldn't have gotten there. Or, you know, the scarification, these marks that appear on people, some of them like tiny little scoops, like a tiny, tiny miniature ice cream scoop that seems self-cauterized and that wasn't there when you went to bed, that is there the next day, or corroborating a memory when little Johnny just was missing from the 4th of July picnic and everybody panicked and the police came in and they found him on his tricycle under an apple tree 4 miles away with a little mark on his body and none the worse for wear. There is a great deal of supporting real world evidence here, as well as people making these reports, per se.
So where do we go with this? Is there ever going to be a solution, or are we going to be confronted with thousands of reports of possible abductions with no resolution?
Well, we're already facing many, many thousands, if not tens of thousands, of such reports worldwide going back decades. There's a wild card here, which is this hybrid phenomenon. We have many accounts that suggest very strongly that part of what's going on here, part of the taken syndrome, is to remove ovum and sperm, and that there are these beings being created who are part us and part them. The answer may lie with this hybrid phenomena. I mean, how many are there? What are they doing? Where are they? My best sense, and it was not a subject or an idea that I liked. In fact, I was very uncomfortable with it when it was first presented to me, and I started to see evidence of its reality, that some of these beings look very strange. If you saw one on a street, it would be very upsetting, where others could pass completely for a regulation issue, you know, human being. What are they about? Perhaps we are getting to a point where the next card will be played, where they will make themselves known. I don't know. I think that, you know, originally when people talked about this, the euphemism was they're experimenting. Well, this, I don't think that's the case at all. There is a program in effect, as real as, say, if the three of us were research biologists specializing in some mammal forms that, you know, got us up to a job in, say, northern Canada wilderness, where we were trying to document some otter that, you know, might be going into extinction, and harmlessly catching them, painlessly catching them in a pain-free trap, calming them down with perhaps a sedative, spray painting a number on their back, putting a collar on them, and then letting them go and tracking them. And they wander back into otter society, and in so many otter words, so you're never going to guess what happened to me. And, you know, they fellow otters look at it and see what's that strange thing around your neck, and you smell funny, and your eyes look weird, and what's that number, that thing painted on your back?
Yeah, and the disbelievers just say that's utterly ridiculous. How can you think that?
Oh, exactly, and shame on you. I wish I thought of that.
That's the worst pun of the year, folks, but the otter phenomenon, are the human beings the otters? Are we being watched by some sophisticated RFD methodology? I don't know. I think if they were following me, they'd get bored very quickly. Chris, on the other hand, wow. We have Peter Robbins with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health.